So I'm Dr. Susan Webster. I'm a retired DC faculty. I and many others have given speeches on how the proposed CalPERS plan will be negative for our health, our finances, and our choice of doctors and hospitals, and that approximately one-third of colleges and businesses trying CalPERS have been dissatisfied with it. It's too expensive and they stopped using it. Tonight I'm focusing on two parts of CalPERS that have affected me personally and have not been emphasized strongly enough. I have had shots in my knees and the next step is knee replacement, which I'm trying to avoid. Anthem will pay 80% if I use one of their providers and 60% if I choose a non-provider. CalPERS only pays if you use their provider doctor and their surgery site, and they cap knee and hip surgery at $35,000. So if the surgeon I prefer charges $65,000, I'm left having to pay $30,000, which I can't afford. When we started retirement, we were promised a secondary plan, Anthem, after Medicare. With the proposed CalPERS plan, we are being changed from our secondary Anthem plan to a supplementary CalPERS plan. Now, some don't really notice the difference between secondary and supplementary. They both start with S, they sound similar, but there's a big difference. Our secondary Anthem plan, which is a state-protected plan that pays for medical expenses not covered by Medicare. As a supplementary plan, which is what is being proposed to change us to, it only covers what Medicare covers. So it'll pay the difference between what the standard Medicare plan pays and the supplementary plan pays. When I broke my ankle a few years ago, Anthem covered what Medicare didn't, which wouldn't have happened if we'd had CalPERS at that time. Also, the ambulance took me to County General, which I was comfortable with because I had a compound fracture, which means the bone went through the skin. I knew County General had a good reputation as a teaching hospital. But if I had had CalPERS, when my friend brought my insurance cards later, would they have put me back on the stretcher, on the ambulance, and taken me to the CalPERS provider hospital in Thousand Oaks? Would they have treated me and charged exorbitant fees because I wasn't in the provider hospital? These are things you don't want to have to deal with when you're in a lot of pain and you just want excellent treatment as soon as possible. To get back to the difference between the district proposing to change us from a secondary to a supplemental plan, I doubt that this change from secondary to supplemental is legal by our contract and settlement, and it could be legally challenged.
Thank you.